Hey guys, it's your favorite girl Jessica, and you're welcome back to another segment of Jessica Diaries. Today I'm exceptionally excited. Why? Because this is our first episode of the season and the first episode of the year 2021. And here today on Jessica Diaries, we're going to be discussing a controversial topic, a topic that has raised so much argument and so much debate. And that topic is titled Feminism. Do you support it, or has it gone too far? Here with me today are some amazing guests who I'm going to allow to introduce themselves. But before they introduce themselves, I would like to give a quick disclaimer that this episode was a live recording done online. So if you hear any sounds, it is due to network issues and difference in networks experienced during the course of recording this episode. So please, we apologize and we promise to work on it going further. So do well to enjoy this episode. So with that said, could you guys introduce yourselves to our amazing listeners?
Guys, my name is Iteoluwa Kishi. I'm a law student and I'm very excited to be here today. Thank you, Jessica, for having me.
You're welcome, Simi.
Hi, everyone. My name is Simi. Everybody calls me Simi the Babe. I'm also a law student, and I look forward to the discussion that we will have today.
Tabitha.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tabitha. I'm also a law student. Thank you so much, Jessica, for having me and having us. And I can't wait to dive into discussion with these amazing girls.
Okay, so let's dive right in into what we have today without wasting too much time. So as we all know, the feminist movement has been a movement that has been around for several years. And over the years, there has been some disagreements and some arguments in which people are saying that the feminist movement has changed from its original definition. That is, it has changed from the definition of equality among the sexes, politically, economically, and even in the home. Some people think that feminists these days, that is modern feminists, have become more aggressive and a bit too extreme. So what do you guys have to say about this? Like your opinion about the fact that people are saying that the feminist movement has changed from its original definition.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I generally feel like feminism as a concept, it still has the fundamental core of what it is, but it has evolved because of the fact that it is a dynamic concept, it's not static. And truth about it is that feminism needs to be progressive. It's not something that can just stay in one place. So I feel the basic fundamentals of what feminism stood upon is still, you know, it's still the same. It's still very, very clear. But I feel it has evolved and it has changed because of the fact that such a concept cannot just be left in one place. And the thing about it is that feminism has unfortunately been a concept that has been misunderstood. It's been, you know, tagged with so much aggression, anger, and negativity. Like yesterday, I was talking to my friend, and he's like, oh, are you a feminist? And I was like, yes, I'm a feminist. And he's like, oh, you too. Like, it's already been tagged as, you know, this type of hatred against men, hate against men. But the truth about it is that there is some part that has to do with that aggression, because aggression is needed. But at the same time, as aggression is there, we need to have hope. And I feel like feminism has given us hope. And that's why it has changed and evolved.
Interesting. Ite?
For me, I'd say that feminism has totally evolved. You know, it has evolved so much. You know, I think that we have, you know, essentially lost the essence. You know, we've lost what we're actually fighting for. You know, there's so, you know, I was listening to something recently, and I feel like the problem is there's so many sides to it. So there are different types of feminism, which I think is a very big issue. We have the traditional feminist, we have the liberal feminist, we have the radical feminist. And I feel like these different categories of, you know, feminists are pushing different ideologies. So I feel like the whole essence has changed. What we were fighting for initially has, you know, we've lost it. So that's why I really think it's evolved so much.
See me?
I will say that feminism has changed. But I don't think that it's a bad thing that feminism has changed. I think that feminism, it's a necessary thing for feminism to evolve alongside society. And the way that women have suffered from the patriarchy, the ways have also changed. And so the rights that we have fought for and we already have are no longer sufficient. And so feminism has to continue to evolve. And about the argument that feminism has become more aggressive, I would like to point out that feminism has never been a comfortable thing that everybody likes. From inception, nobody likes feminists because they usurp the society from the bottom up. And so I don't think that it's a bad thing that feminism has changed.
Interesting views.
So considering what Simi said, that feminism is aggressive, I don't think I necessarily agree that feminism should be aggressive. Yeah? I think feminism is meant to carry a lot of compassion and empathy. And I say this because, you know, you're trying to pull down strongholds that have been in place for years, thousands of years. You know, you're trying to pull down institutions that have been in place. You're trying to pull down patriarchy and all of these things. So if you're coming like you're starting a war, you know, that aggressive, you know, word, if you come like you're starting a war, I feel like you push people away. That's what I genuinely think. So I don't know if we should say it should be aggressive. I don't know.
Excuse me, ma. I'd like to say something, please. Okay. I feel that it was said earlier, but I feel that aggression is necessary. The thing about it is that feminism, the two extremes are necessary, like it was said earlier. There is need for aggression because when you are trying to have a movement such as this, there is no way that, you know, there won't be some form of agitation. And think about it, that feminism has a form of agitation to it. Even the Bible says there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. And think about it, that this concept of feminism, although it has to come in different ways, it shouldn't just be completely aggressive. There somehow has to be some form of aggression there, because think about it, that there's anger from within. If you see the things that women have been going through before now, you know, there's a lot of things to be actually about. Just one thing to talk about is, you know, the issue of domestic violence. Obviously, it's on both genders, but it is, you know, higher on women. And just that topic alone of gender, as in domestic violence on, you know, females, can make you agitated, can make you angry, can make you, you know, frustrated. So the thing about it is that, for me, I don't feel like feminism should be fully aggressive, but there has to be a hint of aggression in there, because the movement is progressive, and any progressive movement cannot be wholly or fully accepted by everybody.
Okay, so let me get what you guys are saying properly. So Simi, you're saying that the feminist movement being aggressive is necessary. That means there's nothing wrong in being aggressive. Tabitha, you're saying that anything that has to be, like, if you want to push your point, there's some particular times when you need to be aggressive. And Interior, you're saying that feminists should come from a place of empathy and from a place of patience and kindness, and not aggressivity and not like being extreme, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I think from my own point of view, I would partly agree with both sides, in the sense that I believe that the level of aggression is a bit too much. Mm-hmm. Just a word. It's too much. It's a bit too much. There's a particular way you're fighting for something. Yes, you're aggressive, but the level of being aggressive, it varies. At this point, it's on the higher side. Yes, I support your point, Tabitha, when you say that, okay, there's a need for a little bit of aggressiveness. But at the same time, I also support the point of Ethel saying that there should also be a place of empathy, because you're trying to drag down powers that have existed for so long. And there needs to be a level of strategicness and a level of patience that comes with such a thing. Yeah. So I think that modern day feminists are a bit over aggressive. I have seen that. And I'm like, yeah. And I actually quite disagree with some things that they actually do, because of the fact that there's no point of being this extreme. Because there are many men too who are feminists. Like we saw, like yesterday, Wolu said that he was a feminist. So I believe that there's a level of aggressiveness, yes, but how far can that aggressiveness go?
We have to.
That's the question
middle.
Now.
We have to meet in the
exactly.
Middle.
Exactly. Yeah. There needs to be a balance. There needs to be a balance. So I would say that, in a sense, that the feminist movement has changed from its original definition, because now we have like several different kinds of feminists. But at the same time, I would just say that each person, you as a feminist yourself, you should know what you're fighting for and what you're fighting towards at the end of the day. And there should be a balance of it all. So does anybody want to say anything concerning that?
Hi.
Hi.
Can
Kimi.
You guys hear me?
Yes,
all
right. We can.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to say, Sha, for it to be on record, I would like to say that my stance on this whole feminism aggressive or a feminist too aggressive point, my own stance that when we have these discussions, we always seem to think of feminism as a theoretical armchair discussion. We're just conversating. It's really just about theories and what do you think? What do you think? Do you agree? Do you agree? But the truth is that feminism has a real life face, and the real life face of feminism is that there are people who suffer actual crimes as a result of gender-based violence. There are people who are killed as a result of gender-based violence. There are people who suffer a lot of economic subjugation because of structures in society that prevent them from reaching their full potential. So for me, right, I just think that there are some changes that you cannot, it's just not possible to achieve these changes from a let's talk about it point of view. Let's negotiate it kind of view.
Yeah.
Because all these discussions are great for awareness, for information, for empowerment. And I love that. But at the end of the day, about how much progress are we making as women in today's world? How are we stopping child marriage? How are we stopping rape? How are we stopping female genital mutilation? How are we stopping people from mansplaining to women in boardrooms? How are we stopping women from being the only people who take up all the domestic labor and so cannot have enough time or effort to put into their careers? Those discussions are not just theoretical, they are tangible, they are things that people face every day. And all of these things, like Tabitha said, will impassion you. You can't have these discussions passively. You're going to have skin in the game. You're going to be hurt, you're going to be angry. And so I don't think that it's realistic to have all kinds of feminist discussions from a cool, calm, cucumber point of view.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Snaps fingers.
Okay, so let me move to another question. So I have brothers, and we argue this thing all the time about gender equality. So maybe I'll be like, oh, could you help me get this down? Maybe like there's a heavy thing in the kitchen and I can't reach it. And I'm like, could you help me get this down? My brother is like, are you not a feminist? Don't you believe in gender equality? And I'm like, yes, I do believe in gender equality. And he's like, so why are you trying to depend on me to help you? You say gender equality. Why don't you like want to be equal in all spectrums? Let us all be equal in all spectrums. So please don't disturb me, that kind of thing. And I'm like, but being a feminist, I need to know people's view on this, because okay. Do you think that gender equality in all spectrums, like people that want to fight for gender equality, but they also want to depend on a man. So what do you think about that?
Can I say something? You know, I feel like this type of things, they can sting, because there is truth and there's falsehood. You see, for me, I generally feel like we should not mistake chivalry for just basic human decency. And the thing about is that you should want to help me do something, not because I am a lady, but because of the fact that you want to help me, because you want to show love, you want to show compassion, you want to show humanity. I mean, if I ask you to help me get something, you shouldn't be thinking about our gender roles. There's too much gender expectation. And the fact is that if I'm asking for help, it doesn't mean I'm weaker. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm less. It just means that at that point in time, I need help. Not as a girl, not as a boy, but as a human being. So the whole aim of, you know, the whole aim of that statement of, are you not a feminist? Are you not a this? It's coming from ignorance. It's coming from lack of it's a lack of thought process, to be very frank with you. Because the thing about it is that you should want to help people, both men and women, because you want to be helpful, because you want to be good. Do you get? Just like, for example, when people will be like, oh, you are holding the door for a lady. I hold the door for ladies. I hold the door for men, for women, for children. Me holding the door for you is not because of the fact that I'm thinking that you are a man or I'm thinking that you're a woman. I'm holding the door because I really want to be holding the door for you. I can decide not to. I can decide not to hold a door for my fellow girl. So the whole thing is not really about attaching my gender into everything. You should just want to do things to help people and do not do things because you don't want to help people, not because of the fact that, you know, I'm a babe. I should be able to go for a job interview and not get that job, not because I am a babe, but because I didn't merit it, because I wasn't knowledgeable enough, because I didn't deserve it. I shouldn't go for an interview for a job and then not get it because I'm a lady. If I worth that post, if I'm worth that position, if I'm worth that, if I'm qualified, I should get it. So I feel the whole issue, it comes from a very, you know, impractical gender expectation. And I generally feel that you should want to do things, not attaching gender into it, but, you know, just because of the fact that you want to help, you want to be of service.
And just to add to what Tabitha said about ignorance. So when I think about how feminism has played out today, I think of two things. That's good education and the faces that are representing the movement on social media. So I'll bring it into context, yeah? So my very first exposure to, you know, feminism was in my gender class, in my gender law class. So prior to that time, I've heard the word a few times, but me understanding it was in my gender law class. So I remember how my lecturer, Dr. Olomojabi, would come into class with different graphic, you know, representations like movies, like documentaries, statistics, just to show us how disadvantaged women were in the world, including Nigeria, when it came to issues like education, marriage, child custody, human trafficking, genital mutilation, like Simi mentioned. So the moment he explains what feminism is, I understood it as gracefully advocating for gender equality and the inclusion of women. Yeah? Unlike another person whose first exposure to feminism is probably, say, Oloni's tweet on Twitter ranting about men, how men, you know, their insufficiencies and all of that, automatically that person's perception is tainted. So just to explain what Jessica was saying, I feel like a lot of people, you know, understand it in the wrong way. They're not properly educated. And even, it's not even to talk about those that are illiterate, talking about those that are educated, but they are misinformed, they're ignorant about what is actually, you know, what the concept is.
I'm really loving the conversation so far.
And just to add, you can be educated and still not have sense. You can be educated and still be ignorant.
And educated illiterate.
It happens. Amy, what do you have to say?
Okay, I have 2 points to make. I think I will first address the point that Jessica raised, and then I will address something that Ike also said. Jessica, you were talking earlier about if you can't do something, for example, and you ask it to help you, and then it's like, oh, are you not a feminist? Why do you need me to help you? And all of that. I think it points to how, I mean, not that particular scenario, obviously, but generally, like, on a thematic scale, the theme is just to me that you have to earn certain things. You have to earn the right to hold certain ideologies. For example, you can't be a feminist if you're not strong enough to do your own stuff by yourself. I mean, on a basic level. And I think that that's fallacious. I just think that it's a bit wrong on a very basic level, because there are some things that you don't earn them, and it's not a matter of your capability or your ability. It's about what your intentions are and what your actions speak. It's like saying that somebody cannot be generous if they are not rich. You can be generous without being rich. you can give out from what you have, and it will show that, oh, it's actually kindness that's motivating you as a person. So the same thing goes for feminism in my own group. You don't earn the right to be a feminist. And there's this like really awesome feminist text. I haven't even fully read it, to be honest, but it's called Bad Feminist by Roxane Gay. And it really speaks about how when we start to hold feminists to such a high standard, it's unrealistic because they are not claiming to be superhumans. They are just claiming to be human beings like yourself, advocating for all human beings to be treated equally. So I think that when we hold feminists to a higher standard, we need to ask ourselves why we are doing so. Why are we asking this person to be a superhuman for them to be able to now say what they want to say about equal treatment? So I feel like that's my own opinion on that. And then I hope I've not lost my train of thought. I was going to say something about the point I was going to make. It's about what Itel was saying, that some people's initial exposure to feminism has tainted their view of what feminism should be or should not be. And it ties into the basic thing that Jessica is saying about has feminism gone too far or whatnot. And I think that because feminism is not it's not a religion, it's not a course of study. There's no assessment at the end of the day. There's no assessment for who's been a good feminist, who's been a bad feminist, who's been a toxic feminist. And feminism does not confer any moral status on anybody. So some people are feminists despite the fact that they are horrible individuals. They are very horrible individuals as persons, as who they are. And so I think that because feminism is so subjective, we should not put one person or a group of persons' views as representative of the whole. Yes, there are who are nice and gentle and who are laudable, who do all the beautiful work helping girls around them. There are feminists who only talk about sex and sexual liberation and sexual expressiveness. There are feminists who only talk about money and how women should chop men's money because they've not been allowed to earn for so long. So when you see him, bill him.
Sorry to cut you short. But don't you think that's where the problem lies? The fact that there are so many sides to it. I mean, we have feminists who are pro-abortion. We have those who say that transgender men should also be women. We have those that say... So the fact that there is no one message, don't you think that that's actually a problem? The fact that there's so many sides to it.
I also want to add something to what Ite has said. I think I saw this somewhere. I watch a YouTube channel like Jubilee. Somebody watches Jubilee TV, like where they put this person feminist versus non-feminist. I think a non-feminist who was a woman, she said something exactly what Ite said. That the reason why she is skeptical about feminism is because there are so many million sides to it.
Exactly.
Confused because there's no common goal.
Exactly, that's my point.
There's no common purpose. So like that kind of person, she's like, which particular one am I going to be a part of? Because she wants to be in something that she feels like as if there's a collectiveness, there's a togetherness in it. I don't know how to explain it, but like, what do you have to say about that? Because exactly what it said, that that's exactly what she said. And she was saying that there's no common goal at all. Like these days, there are a lot of different, like every day, there's a new variation of feminists.
People are pushing different ideologies under the umbrella of feminism. So I think that's where the problem lies, if you ask me. Simi, I'd like you to respond to that.
Okay, thank you all. I actually really agree that many people have many ideologies. And like I said, feminism is subjective. But all of what I was even saying was pointing to this conclusion that I want to make, right? You know when I said that feminism is not a religion? So, feminism is an ideology that people can hold in collection with other ideologies that other people do not agree with. Feminists are individuals. The same way we have Christian feminists and we have Islamic feminists, for example. Now, a Christian feminist, right, sees feminism through her own lens of Christianity. And a Muslim feminist sees feminism through her own Islamic law, and they are going to fundamentally disagree on the grounds of religion. But are they both feminists? Yes. And do they both put in the work to be feminists? If they do, yes. So I think that when we accept feminists as feminists, accept them on the basis of feminism. And when you as a feminist say anything that or do anything, let it be that you are standing by what you have said or done as your own self, your basket of ideologies with you. Feminism, religion, worldview, lifestyle, it's you, it's individual. But feminism is just a part of what makes the whole person. And everybody can actually be not the same. Everybody has different ideologies that they hold in the same basket with feminism. So well, that somebody is a feminist does not reflect all the other ideologies that they hold. And you don't have to agree with every feminist. Neither do you have to support every feminist out there. Decide what brand of feminism is your own brand. Stick with it. And don't forget that the goal is just to make sure that women are treated equally in this world. Women have equal opportunities in this world. And that's exactly that. Like, what are we achieving at the end of the day? Is it working? Is it, are we helping people? If we are, then agree to be
that. That's all that matters.
Yeah, sorry, just to interject. Okay. I feel like there was a point whereby Ite and Simi, you guys are saying the same thing but differently. You know, Ite said something about how there's a girl on Twitter, I can't remember her name, but she's very, you know, rash. And Simi was saying the fact that you shouldn't judge, use a path to judge a whole. And that just boils down to the fact that education, like, do you understand? You need to know the type of feminist you fall under. I think when you know the type of feminist you fall under, it makes your goal or orientation kind of simplified. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you're just taking one from here, one from there, one from there, one from there, one from here, you at the end of the day will just be jumbled with a lot of emotions and you will have content. You won't have context. Do you understand? I feel it's very key that when you are even like as a feminist, you know what you stand for. Like, you know what you stand for and you follow it through. And the main thing about feminism is that feminism is about truth. Where there is truth, where it is about truth. Truth is not, yes, truth cannot be measured. Truth cannot be, you know, ascertained per se in quantity and quality. But truth, you don't need to measure truth when truth is there. Truth is what is going to be truth. So I feel like before you are even as a feminist, first and foremost, you should stand for what is true and the truth, basically. So, yeah.
So, Jessica, can I say something?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, just to add to what they said, I feel like another factor that's contributed to this are the faces that are representing the movement on social media. Yes. So, you said that there are different type of feminists, this one. I feel like those that are actually, you know, the media is very powerful. The media is very powerful. And those that are, that are on the front line of the media space, they are pushing different things. I know those that are actually fighting for LGBTQ, those that are fighting for pro-prostitution, different things. And so, I feel like we need to, in my opinion, I feel like we need to sift them. No, we need to actually know those that are actually preaching the actual gospel. What's the actual gospel? Gender equality. Every other thing is secondary. The actual gospel is gender equality and the inclusion of women. So, for instance, if your first exposure to feminism is maybe you listen to an interview of Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, you probably want to know more because you are impressed of how she's talking about patriarchy in the Igbo culture. You want to understand better, or if you see Mo Abudu's, you know, captions on Instagram and how she subtly advocates for feminism, you're impressed. So we need more people like that who actually understand what we're fighting for. A lot of people are pushing different ideologies under the umbrella of feminism. So I feel like the faces on the media, we need to sift them. Real good, we need to sift them.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Ita is saying. Because like I said, you can be right, but the way you say it and present it can make you completely wrong. And the truth about it is that we're not saying that people should not be expressive. We're not saying that people should not say their minds. But there are some people, ladies, men, that legit just say like actual shit, like actual garbage, and put it under the canopy of feminism. And that even feminists are like, and where is this coming from? Do you understand? Where do you get this notion from? Do you get? So I do agree that some people are clowning or masking feminism to be a negative a negative sphere. And truth be told is that feminism isn't a negative sphere. So I do agree with that some people do too much, like in social media especially, some people do too much, you know.
Wow. Amazing views, everybody. Amazing opinions. Any, would you like to say any other thing?
Well, all I'm going to say is that, I mean, it's all well and great to want for there to be more approachable, more appealing people pushing the movement on social media. And I absolutely get that in place. But in my own opinion, I don't know, it just seems a bit unrealistic to me, because not because it's not good, right? Just unrealistic. Because first, we can't control who gets what on social media.
True.
It's like every other sector. It's like every other thing. There are nice people and crazy people on social media. That's one. Two is some feminists, right? Their brand of feminism is not to be approachable. They're not there to make feminism seem appealing to people. But those people put in the work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They put in their money, they put in their time, they put in their effort. So who are we to now police them and say, oh, you're doing all the work, but then you're scaring people away from feminism, and what you're doing, right? You're distorting it. At the end of the day, everybody has to be there before they're doing their research themselves. Like what we've been saying since the beginning of this episode, it's you have to find out, you have to sit down, read, understand what feminism is for you. Decide what kind of feminism you want to practice. Decide what you want to associate yourself with as a feminist and move on from there. If you find other people that their message aligns with you, amplify it. It's social media and you all media. You see people that you agree with their message, you retweet, you repost, you like. I mean, that's the best you can do to promote the kind of feminism that you want to promote.
Yeah.
But ultimately, right, feminism is a very individual.
Yeah, just that's find your space and draw them in.
Yeah, find your niche. Yeah. Wow, what an amazing conversation, guys.
Thank you so much, guys. I really enjoyed this conversation. I want to say thank you to all our guests. You guys are amazing. And thank you for taking our time to be here with us today. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. And yes, so with that said, at the beginning of the trailer of the season, we said that we're going to be giving special shout outs to specific small businesses. And today we're going to be giving two special shout outs. The first shout out goes to August by Kishi, which is owned by Itseo Oluwa Akinwode, who is actually a guest here today on our show. And what she does is that she sells luscious hair at affordable prices. She has student clients, working class lady clients, even international clients, and she delivers quality hair at affordable prices. She has amazing customer service and she delivers on time. So do also patronize her. I'm going to put her Instagram handle above in the description of this episode, so make sure you check her out. And the second shout out goes to Ellie Scent. Ellie Scent is owned by Angela Olare. She's also a law student. And Ellie Scent, what they do is that they provide luxury perfumes at an affordable price. And it's really, really affordable for students and for other people who desire to smell good with a budget. And I'm going to also leave our Instagram handle above in the description of this episode, so do well to check her out as well. So thank you so much, guys, again for being here today. And based on the discussion we've had in this episode, if you have any contribution, that is you, the audience, do you have any opinion on the topic that was discussed today, that is feminism? Do you support it or has it gone too far? I'm going to leave our email address, which is at jessicadiary@gmail.com, and I'm going to leave it in the description of this episode as well. And you can also leave a voice message for us here on Anchor. I will do well to respond to it as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Bye bye.
Hello, listeners of Just Diaries. My name is Bulu. I'm 21 years old. I love basketball. I love cars. I also love watching YouTube videos about basketball and cars. I am proud to say I'm a feminist. I adore and love the women in my life, the women in my family, my friends that are women, my sisters, my cousins, every women that are all in my life. I love and adore them. I think feminism should be geared toward advocating for equal opportunity. Equal opportunity for people, for both genders, both sexes, to be able to get a particular thing on a very, very fair and equitable basis. So feminism, that is what I feel feminism should be more about, rather than advocating for equality or equity just in the sense of the word, because no matter how good any movement is, there's always bad people in the world. So these things will be hijacked by women who just want to get a pound of flesh with every single man that they that they feel maybe has wronged women in general or wronged anybody. And you know, stuff like that doesn't usually end well, because an eye for an eye makes the whole world go blind. So feminism is a very, very progressive movement in all my experiences and all the things I've seen with feminism. It's a very progressive movement, and the thing about progressive movements is that not everybody can jump on the train once it starts to go. So there'll be people who feel that their position and their authority and their well-being is threatened by feminism, but it is not so. Feminism that advocates for equal opportunity for both genders is probably a blessing to the world, and it gives the opportunity for anybody to become anything they want. So if you want to be a traditional woman in the sense of the word, you know, you want to stay at home, you want to take care of your kids, you want to do things that women traditionally do, that's fine. You should be given the opportunity to be able to do that. And if you want to, you know, go all out, you want to be a CEO, you want to be a career person, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to make strides in industry, you know, you should be also given the opportunity to do that. And both women can be feminists, you know. So this is just my take on feminism. It was nice being on Jessica Diaries podcast. You guys should listen to more of our episodes. Peace out.